Fairbanks has been exceptionally dry over the last 2 months. A total of just 1.9 inches of snow fell at the airport in December and January, besting Fairbanks' previous low mark for the 2 months set in the winter of 1952 and 53. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christopher Cox attributes the snow drought to El Niño-driven high pressure.
A large ridge of high pressure that's built up over the eastern interior and west coast of Canada. And that's a direct result of the very powerful El Niño that we have ongoing. So that blocking ridge has basically blocked the storms to the south of us, and we just have not received the precipitation here in the interior.
A foot of snow remains on the ground at the airport, the result of a seasonal total that has so far not suffered due to heavy precipitation events last fall.
Since the 1st of July, we've had 52.0 inches of snow, which is 3.8 inches above the normal 48.2 inches, which we would expect through the 1st of January. And that's thanks in large part to the record-breaking snow that we had in September and November of 2015.
Cox says the El Niño conditions that later shut off precipitation also elevated temperatures above normal last month.
The coldest temperature for the month of January was 20 below, and that happened on the 16th. And that low temperature was the third warmest low temperature for the month of January in the climatic record.
Cox says January's average low was 6 below, nearly 11 degrees above normal, while the average high was 13 degrees, 12 above normal. He says warm and dry conditions are forecast to continue.